WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 and College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station school board members took action Tuesday night involving two campuses that will open next August. Receiving the most attention was the board unanimously approving new elementary boundaries to accommodate the new Spring Creek campus. The board also agreed with a staff recommendation to change the name of the expanding alternative high school from Timber Academy to College View.
It's kind of appropriate. The new building will face George Bush Drive. It has a great view of Texas A&M. It's going to have new course offerings, a lot of great facilities in the new building.
Vice President Paul Dorsett says the new building, where the College Station Conference Center once stood, will allow enrollment to grow from 45 to 150 students. For the third time in as many months, two Bryan City Councilmen attempted to block the sale of land going towards a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The agenda for Tuesday's specially called council meeting included changing one word in the land deed from the city to the developers of the Atlas Town Center. Rafael Pena was blocked twice to ask more general questions about the land sale that the council approved last week.
And I can still ask my questions, because we do have to approve it again.
No, so we only have to approve the authorization.
No. We're approving something.
We're right, authorizing the type of deed that the BCD president may execute.
The council, acting as the city's Board of Commerce and Development, changed the one word on a 3-2 vote. Al Sines joined Pena in voting no, while it was approved by Ann Horton, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla. The Bryan School District's website has added more information about the $132 million bond proposal going to voters in November. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the first page opens with a 30,000-foot view.
If you want to dig into some of the more detailed and even some of the prettier components of the presentation, the bond facts brochure is there, and what it does is it takes a lot of very dry information that's important, but it's tough to get a vote for a voter maybe to get their arms around, and it puts it in a visually appealing way.
A link can be found on our website at WTAW.com. A reminder, voter registration continues through October 4th. Blinn College is enjoying its highest enrollment in the school's 131-year history. District-wide, the number is more than 19,000. Most of the growth is at the Bryan campus, which is up by 816 students over last year. That more than makes up for losses at Blinn campuses in Brenham, Sealy, and Schulenburg. Last week's death of a Madisonville police dog had led to its handler being placed on administrative duty. Chief Chuck May says the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine the cause of death. Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the officer's patrol SUV several hours after the officer returned home from working his shift. Bryan police are looking for those responsible for taking $19,000 of tires and rims off four different vehicles near the Austin's Estates neighborhood.
So we're asking that if anyone has any information to contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the thefts took place Sunday night between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. in the area of Venice and Positano Loop. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. and voted best in the Brazos 13 years in a row. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Clouds today, they'll hang around all day long. Showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as the day goes on, and some could produce heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish tonight. Overnight lows close to 75. Back to clouds tomorrow with the chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Toole. That's a great way to start the day.
Well.
I'm that sports guy.
Okay.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll get you caught up with Aggie football, as yesterday was media day. The NFL is getting hit in the pocketbook big time when Anheuser-Busch and McDonald's calls and goes, guys. We'll have more on that. Plus, Major League Baseball, a couple clinches for the playoffs, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you as long as I can still talk at 6:50.
And we'll have a – McDonald's also will be in other portions of the program today. Two of the most important things in your life, Facebook and McDonald's, with some big news today. In the meantime, we tell you about Charlie Fisher. Charlie, 20 years old. He's a supermarket worker, like that matters. He's from England. He's dating three different girls. Kind of on the sly.
Oh, now, Chuck.
Yeah, he's famous on social media for the way the three ex-girlfriends got back at him. The plan started when Charlie began with the 17-year-old Becky Connery. Becky found texts from another girl on Charlie's phone. Instead of confronting him, she got in touch with the other woman via text. And soon enough, the two girls discovered via Facebook, oh, there was number three in Charlie's life. Well, all three ladies have been around hanging out with Charlie for over 6 months. Man, he's got to remember, keep his story straight. So what did they do? They all met him at the pub to compare notes, and after realizing the levels of deception that they were dealing with, they decided that they'd wait at the airport to surprise Charlie when he got off the plane from his family vacation in Germany. One of the girls said he came out of customs and he saw all of us and his face just dropped. He wanted to talk to him, but they just didn't want to have anything to do with him. So, anyway, he's wanting to talk now.
This was all followed by...
Yeah, Fisher started walking straight toward the parking lot with his grandmother, who came to pick him up, with the girls continuing to try to confront him in some way, shape, or form. Grandma asked what the issue was and why the three girls were berating her grandson, and she apparently heard it and went, okay. She was okay with it. Her semi-philandering grandson. Wonder how that drive home
this
for the
has
airport
to be,
went.
This has to be the perfect example of life imitating art.
It
was just in April,
Mason,
that the other woman came out.
Oh, very true.
That movie?
Yes.
Three women, one guy.
Okay. It could well be.
I can't believe that actually happened.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
That's the reason that we share that with you, so you know those things really do happen.
Looking for a more convenient club to work out with more amenities and classes per location? Want a friendly staff that'll take a real personal interest in you? Look no further than AeroFit and their free one-week trial VIP membership or 50% off enrollment. Try before you buy. AeroFit is absolutely certain that you'll be 100% delighted with your fitness experience, that they're offering you a hassle-free one-week VIP trial membership. Try any of their five great locations and you decide. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com for your free one-week trial or 50% off enrollment today. Some restrictions apply.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go, it's September the 17th, it's day 260. We got 105 of them to go. It's Citizenship Day. That began back in 1787. It's Constitution Day. Country Music Day. It's Time's Up Day. I don't know what that means. It's School Backpack Awareness Day. My thoughts, probably kiddos are pretty well aware of their backpacks just anyway.
Yes.
And also, it's halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Have a half a Guinness.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and for birthdays.
You can't stop at just a half. Alexander Ovechkin.
Who?
Alexander Ovechkin. Quite possibly one of the greatest hockey players in quite some time.
God. Left wing. Guilty pleasure for Kevin O'Toole.
I guess
here.
So. Yeah, Kevin O'Toole. I heard that. Hey.
I'm not going
to
do this.
That's fine. I'll tell you what. I got it. I'll have to go find it, but I'll find greatest curling champions of all time, and we'll put them in there, too.
So hockey. All right.
NASCAR legend and six-time winner of the Cup, Jimmy Johnson, is 39 today. Brian Singer is 46, the director of Unusual Suspects.
Usual Suspects.
Dougie Fresh is 48 years old.
Uh-huh.
Paula Jones, remember her? Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That Paula Jones is 48. Kyle Chandler is 49. He was the coach in Friday Night Lights. Kevin Clash is 54. He used to be the voice of Elmo until the rhubarb. I think it was last year.
Rhubarb. Okay.
I'm trying to be.
Yes, you are.
Genteel.
Trying to be nice, aren't you? Okay.
Rita Rudner is 61. Elvira, otherwise known as Cassandra Peterson, is 63. And the very zen-like Phil Jackson, 69. And he's got like a ring for every hand of NBA championships.
Yes, he does. Yes, yes. Now, and you didn't do Fee Waybill. I can't imagine, really.
Being
not a big Tubes fan, I guess.
I like the Tubes, but I couldn't tell you who was in it.
Okay, there you go. It's and David Souter, who is one of the Supremes, 75. Still lives in the same house he always lived in. I mean, back from when he was a district judge, which is at the, it's kind of like a shacky type thing at the end of a gravel road. And, you know, they used to have to put security at the end of the road when he'd come home. And it's up in New Hampshire or someplace like that. But there you go. Well, we don't have many people there today, do we?
Nope.
I guess if I'd had enough initiative, I'd have gone and found half birthday. Once again, to quote Chase Murphy, that smacked of effort. 6:18.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the U.S. Census Bureau released its latest report on poverty. Bottom line is this: 50 years war on poverty, and it has failed. Now, we've spent $22 trillion combating poverty since the 1960s, and poverty rates have actually gotten worse over the last 40 years. According to Robert Rector, Heritage Foundation, over 100 million people, about one-third of the U.S. population, received aid from at least one welfare program at an average cost of $9,000 per recipient in the year 2013. If converted into cash, current means-tested spending is five times the amount needed to eliminate all poverty in the U.S. In other words, redistribution of wealth has been a colossal flop that hasn't lifted anybody out of poverty. Sad, but true.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention, if you're a man who's using the bathroom more each day or waking at night to urinate, the next 60 seconds could change your life. Because we're sending free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to men with the symptoms of an enlarged prostate, including more frequent urination, trouble urinating, waking up at night to go, or troubles with intimacy. In a published clinical review, the active ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was found to reduce the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. Now you can experience the same results, and the offer is free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. Again, if you're a man who's living with an enlarged prostate, you must call now for details on your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Supplies are limited, and when this free offer's gone, it's gone. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
Warning to the NFL. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The National Football League's handling of domestic violence issues has gotten the attention of NFL sponsors. Now one of the league's biggest backers has sent a stern warning. Anheuser-Busch says it is increasingly concerned about the recent controversies over Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, Ray McDonald, and Adrian Peterson. Anheuser spent more than $185 million on ads during last year's NFL season. The league issued a statement saying it understands the concern and it is taking action. General Motors is hiring more workers at a plant near St. Louis that will build the company's new small pickup trucks. The Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon are not for sale yet, but GM is already seeing strong interest from customers and dealers. GM will add 750 workers, so it will be able to increase production. United Parcel Service said yesterday it plans to hire as many as 95,000 temporary workers this holiday season. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskind explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right, it's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting truck. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better, and with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer, Chevy, find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
Good morning, it's 624. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Effort to get your kids to drink more not-so-healthy orange juice. Florida has hired Marvel Comics to create a superhero called Captain Citrus.
Oh, yeah, that's just dumb.
A crime fighter who promotes orange juice while battling evil through the power of the sun. The Florida Department of Citrus paid Marvel $1 million for the character and storyline, as well as a marketing campaign that includes distributing 1 million free print copies of a comic book to elementary school kids across the country. The comic books come with lesson plans to teach children how to make smart nutritional choices and feature orange juice as part of a healthy plan.
Well, Oj wouldn't be it.
No, you're right, and that's what they're saying. Now, I'm just going to use maybe old Bryan ISD and College Station ISD as an example. I think those teachers probably have enough things to do that they don't need to have comic books and lesson plans piled on top of it. So distribution of said comic books and lesson plans might not really be so welcome in some districts. And again, you might do it in Florida, but that ain't the problem. The citrus industry is having the problem because people outside of Florida are not consuming their product.
You know, people in Florida walk out the back door.
Yeah, so I had, yeah, right. Yeah. I got one in my backyard. Why should I buy it out of a can or, you know, container? So I'm not so sure that's going to work. But yeah, it does. But again, it tells you that
what's the enthralling backstory of Citrus Man?
Right, exactly. Well, he was just a little seedling, and he
did he come from the Orange planet?
Exactly. I mean, come on. Yeah, the planet of Orange. Yeah,
lost his parents to diabetes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway,
there's a shot
of insulin.
If you see, if you watch Portlandia, just remember celery.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you are. All right, 626. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. The rain continues, mainly after 1 o'clock this afternoon as we get a little bit of warming. Our high today will be 90. We've got a 60% chance of some heavy rain today, 30% tonight, 60% chance of heavy rain tomorrow. So kind of a juicy atmosphere out there. In fact, a chance of rain is continuing all the way through Sunday. High temperature will be maybe 90, 92, somewhere in there. Wind speeds, well, you know, they'll be out of the east probably at about 5 miles an hour, at least for this afternoon. Right now, they're at the southeast at 3, 96% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 74 degrees out there.
Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. Are they just fads or important tools every business should be using? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest, and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. If you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. Social media such as Facebook and Twitter have been dismissed by many business leaders as being a fad. But more and more, it seems that
social's not a fad. It's not going away. This is the way that business is done. The industrial age is dead. The social age is upon us, and we need to embrace that.
Mark Babbitt, co-author of the book A World Gone Social, says businesses that use social media quickly discover something very important.
What we find out is that as we do this, customers like us better. We are more likable. We're more authentic. We're more transparent. We're a human being behind the brand, not just a big brand. And that's when people start talking about us. We're basically entering a testimonial economy where a customer who really likes us is going to get on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and talk about us in a positive way. They become our advocates. And you can't buy that kind of testimonial. It can't come from traditional marketing means.
Today, businesses that don't use social media are conspicuous by their absence. In fact, Mark says social media is so important, it can't be completely outsourced.
Well, imagine somebody outsourcing your telephone calls. How comfortable would that make you feel? Would you allow an unpaid intern to make an important business call for you? It's kind of the same thing with social media. We must jump in ourselves a little bit.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long, and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Where the College Station Conference Center once stood, construction continues on the expanded campus of College Station's alternative high school. At last night's school board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely announced changing the campus name from Timber Academy to College View.
I think for those folks who will go through College View High School and who will graduate from there, as they look across at Texas A&M University, and whether they go to school at Texas A&M or blend college, or they join the military, or they enter the workforce, they are standing on the doorstep on George Bush Drive and ready to move off into the future.
College View will open next August, as will Spring Creek Elementary. The board also approved new elementary boundaries as recommended by a citizens committee. Voters in the Bryan School District have another way to get more information about the upcoming $132 million bond issue. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the district's website now has comprehensive information. That includes what is expected to be a growing section of frequently asked questions.
Those are based on real-world questions we've already gotten about the bond. And that site will continue to grow as well as we get more questions. You know, you can't possibly think of everything that people might want to know in advance, and so as questions continue to come in, we'll continue to grow that.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the bond information. For those who have not registered to vote, the deadline is Monday, October 4th. While statewide enrollment in community colleges is going down, growth continues at Blinn College. Fall enrollment in Bryan is up by 816 students, more than 6% from last year, to more than 13,000. District-wide, Blinn has the most students in the school's 131-year history at more than 19,000, and the increase from Bryan online and at high school locations more than overcame losses at Blinn's home campus in Brenham, along with Schulenburg and Sealy. Blinn also generated 3% more student contact hours with their instructors. That's how Blinn receives state funding and is how student success is measured. Over the last 8 years, Blinn enrollment has increased more than 37%. $1.5 million in economic incentives has been finalized for the operator of a vaccine manufacturing plant now under construction in the BioCorridor. The Bryan City Council unanimously approved its share, $411,000 over a 7-year period, during a special meeting on Tuesday. Kalon Biotherapeutics will dedicate the facility Thursday morning during a program featuring international guests. Later in the meeting, another BioCorridor project received a split vote. Rafael Pena and Al Sines voted against a one-word correction in a deed related to selling land for the Atlas Town Center Hotel and Conference Facility. Pena was stopped twice from asking questions not related to the deed, the first time by Ann Horton.
And when we convey this land to be to Bryan Traditions LP, they have the power to sell at price they see fit. Is that safe to say?
Excuse me, Mr. Pena. We have already voted to do that, I believe. All we're doing right now is correcting a word.
Horton, Chuck Condrilla, and Art Hughes voted to correct the language of the deed involving the more than $500 million project. Every so often, local law enforcement takes multiple reports of stolen tires and rims from vehicles parked in residential neighborhoods. The latest round was near Rudder High School from the Austin's Estates area Sunday night and early Monday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the combined loss from four vehicles is $19,000.
Be vigilant if you see someone driving around late at night and they have a lot of tires in the back of their car. You know, don't feel scared to call us and just give us the license plate. And, you know, it's just something for us to follow up on. It could be something legitimate.
The Bryan Police non-emergency number is 209-5300. In College Station, recent thefts include at least 8 laptops and a projector taken Monday when burglars forced their way into an office on Copperfield. A Madisonville police officer has been put on administrative duty after his police dog was found dead in his patrol SUV after a shift ended. Chief Chuck May says his department and Texas Rangers are investigating the accidental death of the dog. May says Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the police vehicle at the officer's home. The police chief says the officer began work Thursday night, got off around midday Friday, and went home. The dog was discovered dead several hours later. May says experts from the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine the cause of death. The sheriff of Midland County doesn't mince words about what they'll do if they run across ISIS terrorists.
If they try to rear their ugly head in this state, we're going to send them to hell, and we'll do it quickly.
Sheriff Gary Painter says, according to intelligence information, ISIS members are across the border in Juarez, Mexico. Painter says sheriffs are banding together nationwide and calling on the president to hit the terror group, in his words, hard, fast, and heavy. The ideological dispute over what gets taught in Texas classrooms is flaring again. Conservative critics of proposed history books complained at a Tuesday hearing in Austin that the books marginalize Ronald Reagan and other top Republicans and heap praise on Hillary Clinton. Others say the books offered a scrubbed view of history, glossing over George Wallace's attempt to block school integration in Alabama and calling the minimum wage, quote, one of the New Deal's most controversial legacies. WTAW News time is 6:36, nearly 6:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie fans, Slavacek Sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are numbers.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today, and there will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Those that do develop have the potential for heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and storms will diminish tonight, 75. Pattern remains sluggish tomorrow, some more clouds. The potential for showers and storms, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a shower, 70. Friday, cloud, showers, and thunderstorms with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a post-press conference wrap-up to get you caught up with Aggie football as they gear up for SMU and a trip to Dallas. Also, Anheuser-Busch, along with McDonald's, Visa, Campbell Soup, and several others have gone NFL. You need to straighten up your act. And we've got playoff contenders now in Major League Baseball. It's getting close. All that and more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Yeah. That almighty dollar thing is...
Well, when Budweiser goes, ahem, and McDonald's does.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah.
Could be a little leverage to lower those rates.
Well, it could well be. But But they are going to have to start paying attention, and I think that's the whole deal. And, you know, that's been around forever. I certainly do not believe that these are the first members of professional football who possibly might have
certainly not
done something like this. Like, it's probably been going on almost as long as the NFL has been there. But you see, they make money for the team. And from that standpoint, it's a little bit uncomfy to actually talk about that. And
my curiosity, now I know that a lot of the contracts have morality clauses in them, but I don't know how you can tell somebody they can't work just because, you know, they haven't been convicted of something, can they?
Well, yeah.
Not without legal ramifications.
And do you want to go through the entire psychology of the spousal abuse thing? I mean, then you start getting into all that stuff, too. It's very, very complicated. But National Football League teams have always been willing to take that guy who gets kicked off a major college football team and ends up at West Wachita School of Mining. You know, he's still 6'6 and weighs 290 and can rush the passer, so they go ahead and look the other way and bring him along with his bad habits in. And now they're doing this. So I guess it's probably good that it's coming from the sponsor standpoint, but let's say that you're a really big fan of some team and their star player has done something like punch out his fiance.
In an elevator, maybe?
As an example, but I mean, then how do you personally feel? Because, I mean, if you're against that and yet you're a fan of that team, you know, it's going to be interesting. See what happens. Yeah, well,
the no fun league.
All right, that's in every contract.
Yeah.
That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Very nice.
That was awesome.
Well, it took a little while to get there.
Oh, well done. Yes, anyway. Well, just over 2 years since four Americans died in an attack in the U.S. diplomatic facilities in Libya, special committees will convene today in the U.S. House to further probe that.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Hillary, right?
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, because you may be running for president, so you don't want to know about that.
Well, and the secret let's go through all the documents thing was yesterday, too.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was. Anyhow.
What difference at this point could she make? I mean, really, what does she bring to the table?
A really neat husband that everybody likes an awful, awful lot.
Yeah. Did you see The Daily Show?
No.
Okay.
I like The Daily Show.
The Daily Show had a very interesting segment that there'd be no way we could air on the radio. had to do with Hillary and Bill.
A recent one?
Yesterday's. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I'll find it.
And, of course, I know we're shocked that the Democrats have said this is politically motivated.
Whatever.
Now, I'm just going to say the book is called 13 Hours. Came out last week, I believe. Has not really grown legs. I don't know if it's on the bestseller list or not. Fox did an hour on it about 2 weeks ago where Brett Baer interviewed three of the guys who were there. And, I mean, if you're interested, it's one of those things that makes you want to twist the arm on the chair, you know. So to say it's politically motivated is really, really not right. I mean, it's just not. Sorry. The stuff that went on is pretty bad stuff. All right, so President Obama has announced a major expansion of U.S. America's role in trying to halt the spread of the Ebola virus in West Africa.
So it's the war on Ebola.
Africa. Okay, I'm just going to stop here for a second, and then I'm going to go to this guy who I guess will have his job for a little while longer. See, the president went to Atlanta yesterday, headquarters of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, to say the reality is that this epidemic is going to get worse before it gets better. Okay, that's the same place where this guy named Anthony Fasulli, who's the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says, quote, it's almost impossible for this kind of outbreak to happen in the United States. Oh, Dang. Why would he say that the day that the president's decided that he's going to mobilize the troops in their war on Ebola? So, we'll see. Anyway, 17 treatment centers, 100 beds each. That's what the United States is planning to build. Staging area will be in Senegal. They're establishing a regional command and control center. And we talked about it, yes, it's a horrible disease. No doubt about that. But, you know, I'm not sure you're supposed to be putting people in harm's way. That is a different kind of harm's way. And we'll see. Anyway, Bill Flores, we'll talk with him, by the way, today. I don't know that I may have not have had an epiphany on how we're going to handle things in the Middle East. So I'm going
to. Are you going to share that with Bill?
Look. Well, no. Let's talk for a second about this.
Good. I was going to say you need a test marker before you throw it in front of the big guy.
It's late, but we will. Okay. Will we be any better off if we send troops in there? Will we, as a country, be any better off if we send troops in there?
That's a question Ryan Crocker asks or says to ask whenever we decide how do we deal in foreign affairs. How does this benefit the U.S.? Because who do we care about? Us, and we should.
But do you want another country to come in and say,
no.
You know, do you want another country to come here, let's say, and go, you know, I don't think the border of Texas should be here. It should be here. Well, we don't want that. And when you consider these people have been fighting each other for centuries, and we're going to go in and try to make it better, and every time we put men in, they get killed, some of them, and every time we put material in, we never get it back, so we don't know whose hands it ends up in.
I think we have a pretty good idea of who's saying
well, the wrong people.
If the intention is to remove ISIS, the second question that has to be asked is, what do we replace them with? Because leaving a vacuum is no better than the current situation.
Certainly. And, you know, every one of the people who are leaders in those countries right now want to stay in place.
Yeah.
And if we go over and help them stay in place, that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. I'm for, before he leaves to become chancellor at Texas, I'm for McRaven putting together just, you know, SEAL teams. Let's just go over there and just do a little dark ops, a little wet operation. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know where the targets are. Just boom, go do that and you're out. Ooh, was I supposed to say that?
No, I don't believe you were.
I wasn't stopping you.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, that. So we'll see. I'll be interested to at least have that chat with the congressman today and see. And, you know, I think I'm as pro-military as a whole lot of people are, but I just don't know that this is the one that we need to get in there and start stirring things up. It's going to be a mess when we walk in. It's still going to be a mess when we walk out.
Well, and it's been a mess for the last 4,000 years.
Well, sure, exactly. It's not like
and that's the problem I'm running into. Well, you can't fix what's broken there.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid.
Well, you said that part. I didn't.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 20th, it's vaccination programs for cattle producers. Maintaining herd health is important, but must be done right. Learn all the details this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Mention gray plants to most Texans and they'll think first of Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. That's the gray leaf shrub that produces lavender blooms 2 or 3 days after a summer's rain. It's a native Texas plant and it's certainly well adapted in many parts of the state, but there's so many other fine plants whose resumes also read gray. I'll be back with details, the glorious shades of gray after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published.
My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The very best of our silverleaf plants are perennials, and there are many of them. Artemisias come to mind first. There are four or five common artemisias, and all of them are gray. Common wormwood is an old type, producing woody stems to 24 to 30 inches tall. Keep it sheared to keep it compact. It has a wonderful texture, and it stands both our cold and blazing hot sun perfectly. Silver King Artemisia grows to about 30 inches tall, but you're going to have to keep it sheared to keep it from sprawling all over your garden. Silver Mound is the smallest, growing only 12 inches tall and wide. Give it perfect drainage and afternoon shade, and you may be able to keep it alive during the heat of the summer. Most times, however, it's going to give up and play out. Best of the bunch, however, is a comparative newcomer called Powis Castle, P-O-W-I-S-C-A-S-T-L-E. It's a frilly little thing that grows somewhat like wormwood. It's one of our very best gray perennials in Texas today. It requires very little management. All it asks is full sun, heat, and moisture, and we can provide all of those. Dusty Millers come in several different leaf shapes and sizes. From a management standpoint, the large-leafed, coarse-textured types grow best. They remain full the longest. They're best treated as annuals, even though many folks expect them to hang on almost forever. There are many different herbal sages that you might consider for your gray foliage. Some are large-leafed, others have small leaves. Some have a purplish tint to their leaves, and others are simply gray. There's truly a sage for any garden, any look. They get 12 to 18 inches tall, depending on the type. Several of the yarrows have gray-green leaves. They're also texturally interesting with their highly incised ferny leaves. The plants are topped with flattened clusters of yellow, red, pink, white, or orchid flowers. These, too, stand the heat really well. Sedums come in all shades and shapes. Most types are succulent. Many produce gray leaves. Some will have very tiny leaves, while others are large and rounded. Some trail, while others are rounded. Some have showy flowers, others do not. Ask your nurseryman for the best sedums for your specific landscaping goals. Lamb's ear is botanically Stachys byzantina. Horticulturally, it's an extremely soft leaf plant that you can use as a gray ground cover. It's beautiful. Gray Santalina is good, and there are pinks, the perennial and annual carnations that have gray foliage as well. Taming a Texas Fence. In our next program, I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie football media day was yesterday after coming off the heels of a so-so but convincing victory over Rice. Albeit the team and the coaches weren't satisfied with the win, it was still fairly overwhelming. And as fate would have it, Rice and SMU would have a lot more in common than just being in the old Southwest Conference.
You know, this week we faced a team with basically the same kind of operation. You know, this is the second team in a row that we'll play that had a bye week before us. So anytime you have a situation with a team that has a bye week, obviously they have an opportunity to put in some things that you haven't seen, do some different type of things. And that's kind of what happened early in that game, and we're able to adjust, I thought.
This is the last non-conference game, less Louisiana Monroe much later in the season, before the kickoff of the SEC schedule. And there are still a few things the coaching staff needs to put to bed.
We played a lot of guys. We've been able to play a lot of guys the last 3 weeks, and then here shortly in the next couple weeks, we're going to have to settle on, you know, who that rotation is up front out of the four and who our linebackers are.
It's the Aggies and Ponies at 2:30 Saturday on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Minnesota Vikings have placed star running back and Palestine, Texas native Adrian Peterson on the exempt/commissioner's permission list. The move requires him to stay away from the team while he addresses child abuse charges. Peterson is charged with a felony for using a wooden switch to spank his 4-year-old son. All this following a statement from the Minnesota governor that said he would not tolerate this in his state. The problem with that statement, the alleged abuse, took place in Texas. Companies are starting to hit the NFL in the pocketbook. Anheuser-Busch says it spoke with the NFL about former Ravens Ray Rice domestic abuse situation and the child abuse charges facing Adrian Peterson. McDonald's, Visa, and the Campbell Soup Company say they have also voiced similar concerns to the league. In response, the league has issued a statement saying, quote, "We understand. We are taking action, and there will be much more to come," end quote. And as we reported yesterday, the NFL Players Association has appealed Ray Rice's indefinite suspension. The former Raven running back was initially handed a 2-game suspension in July after he was charged with an assault following a February 15th altercation. With all of the situations right now going on in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked if he still supported Roger Goodell.
The idea that in any way anybody tolerates or think that's just part of a culture or something like that is not with him and not with anybody in the NFL. So, yes, I support him.
In Major League Baseball action from last night, Scott Kazmir allowed a 2-run shot from Jake Smolinski as the Oakland Athletics lost 6-3 to the Rangers. That makes 4 wins in a row for the Texas Rangers. And Smolinski said success breeds success.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're winning and then you get on a little roll, you know, it just kind of snowballs. And hopefully we can just keep it going for the rest of the year.
Texas will try to extend that win streak tonight in Oakland at 9-10. In Houston.
Swung on, hammered to deep left field, headed toward the seats, and it is a home run. Yan Gomes with a laser to left, and the Indians have a 4-1 lead.
The Stros could never recover after the Gomes homer. Corey Kluber struck out a career-high 14 in 7 innings, and the Cleveland Indians halted their 4-game skid with a 4-2 win over Houston. Cleveland stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start. Houston rookie George Springer won't play again this season. He's been out since July the 20th with a quadricep injury. Interim manager Tom Lawless says that team officials and Springer sat down and decided that getting a couple extra at-bats this season wasn't worth the risk of having a setback.
Ground ball, first base. Pierce got it. He will run over. He will take me out himself, and I'll be darned. The Orioles have done it. They have done it.
And so have the Washington Nationals. They're both the first teams to clinch Major League Division titles this season. The Orioles hammered Toronto 8-2 to win the first American League East crown in 17 years. The Washington Nationals are the National League East champs for the second time in 3 years after they shut out the Braves in Atlanta. Washington pitcher Steve Strasburg summed up the playoff chase pretty well for them.
You know, it's just sticking to the basics, you know, just doing what we're supposed to do, making the right plays, and just going out there and letting our talent, you know, take over the game.
And finally, we'll have to wrap it up with the Legal Eagles again. A grand jury will decide whether NASCAR driver Tony Stewart will be charged in the August death of a fellow driver at a sprint car race in upstate New York. Stewart's car struck and killed Kevin Ward Jr. at a dirt track race in Canandaigua on August the 9th. Stewart issued a statement saying he looks forward to the process being completed and will continue to cooperate. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtered traded water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
The BCS Home Builders Association's 2014 Fall Parade of Homes Gold sponsor is James Connett Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is one weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 4th and 5th. So get on out and visit these new homes located in beautiful subdivisions to discover new trends in home construction and design and the latest in home products and appliances. The builders will be on site to assist you in purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found in the Eagle at WTAW.com or BCSBuilders.org beginning October 3rd. Don't forget, the Fall Parade of Homes is on October 4th and 5th.
Weather brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now to the end of the month, you buy a complete system, and Barker's Heating and Cooling will get you an evaporator coil-free $500 value. 60% chance of rain, heavy rain, today and tomorrow. 30% chance of heavy rain tonight and tomorrow night. Right now, 75. WTAW College Station, Bryan.